Okay. Yep. Good morning to everyone. My name is Mikko Laakso, and I'm here from Finland Slot Machine Association, and I'm here to tell you about our pilot project, which was about a stereoscopic display in a slot machine. The goal of this project was to provide some evaluation of different aspects related to stereoscopic slot machine gaming. What kind of added value could we get from it? How do players accept it? What kind of issues need to be taken into consideration when designing such a system? And what we did is that we need to design, implement, and evaluate a new gaming platform. And since this was a pilot study, we required some simple solutions. So we converted an existing multi-game slot machine platform, Nova, to 3D Nova by replacing the monitor and converting six original games to this new format, and evaluated the system for 4 months. Now, afterwards, all this sounds quite easy, but in reality, it was quite a challenge. Few words about Ray. We have been given the exclusive right to operate slot machines in Finland. We operate about 20,000 of them in over 9,000 locations. And the main purpose is to raise funds to promote Finnish health and welfare. The gaming revenue is in 2010 was €675.5 million. And of course, our gaming operations are based on offering these games in a responsible manner. Modern slot machines have evolved quite a lot from these traditional mechanical reel slots. Typical modern machines have large touchscreen monitors, high-quality graphics and audio, cinematic sequences, bonus games, and so on. So it seems that the slot machine game design is becoming increasingly similar to that of normal video games, especially casual games. And as was mentioned in the previous presentation, the history of stereoscopic computer gaming is quite long and varied. However, the history of stereoscopic slot machine is mostly unknown. There seems to be very little public information available about previous attempts in this area. Perhaps the most well-known current application is the RealDeft product family, which uses multi-layer LCD technology. And in addition to that, there are certain casinos that use some autostereoscopic displays as jackpot displays or similar, but there is not much public data available about them either. So clearly, there was a shortage of research in this field, and we had to do something. And the first step to create such a platform is to find proper stereoscopic technology. And we considered and experimented with several techniques. And here we had to take into consideration all these special requirements that this line of business sets to a system. For example, these machines have to operate sometimes in a quite hostile environment. And finally, we decided to use passive stereo, Salomon monitors, and Real-D stereo glasses. And we chose the Nova cabinet as a starting point. Nova is a typical modern multi-game slot machine platform with two monitors. The original lower monitor was replaced with the Salomon. And we noticed that the optimal viewing zone of this monitor was quite limited, so we tried to carefully place the monitor to such position and angle that a typical player should reach the optimal zone quite easily. And these monitors did not have touchscreens, so they had to be added with optical bonding. And we found an open source graphics library, which was able to convert a regular 3D view into several different stereoscopic formats. And we embedded this library into our own graphics engine to create row interlaced stereo view. And then we were able to convert 6 original games to this new format. Unfortunately, they had to be those so-called true 3D games, and some of our newest and most popular games were not available in that format. In addition, we needed to change the video card of this machine to a more effective model. The game selection can be seen here. It contained 3 so-called video fruit games, Northern Star, Raha, and the Fruit Basket, and 2 pokers, Joker Poker and Texas Poker, and 1 dice game called Dice Triangle. Some of these conversion processes were more successful than the others. For example, the Northern Star and Raha seemed to look quite impressive, whereas, for example, Texas Poker and Dice Triangle were a little bit boring, as in the sense of stereoscopic effect. And the end result can be seen here. The right picture shows the 3D of a cabinet, and the left picture shows the main game menu. So now it was time to experiment with the system. We put 5 machines available for 4 months, and to gather all the necessary information, we used 3 main study methods: statistical values, questionnaires, and observations. And the total amount of game rounds played with these machines during the experiment was about 73,000 game rounds. And we roughly estimate that about 400 people tested the system. And the development of average game playing rate per day per machine shows the general trend quite clearly. It can be seen on the next slide. And the beginning looks quite nice, but then it turns into a gradual slowdown. Certain games were much more popular than the others. As you can see, Raha, Northern Star, and Joker Poker dominate the gaming. And this is actually the situation also in non-stereoscopic world. The regular versions of these games are also quite popular. And comparing these results with the other slot machines, it was not straightforward because the game selection differs from a regular Nova or any other cabinet. So we had to concentrate on these games and do some data mining. We were able to extract a virtual slot machine with exactly the same game selection with the regular versions of these games and compare the 3D Nova results with this one. The comparison can be seen here. The blue bar represents the 3D Nova, and the red bar shows the virtual machine with the regular versions. As you can see, unfortunately, the 3D Nova never exceeded the popularity of these regular versions, and there is also quite clear downward trend to be seen. About the questionnaires, we received 76 of them. The age distribution was following. There were 38 young adults, about 21 adults, and 12 middle-aged people, and 5 older people. And different age groups had clearly different experiences and opinions about this Here we see two of the most important questions that were asked about players: how strong stereoscopic effect you felt, and how much did it affect to a game experience. This shows the all age groups combined, and then there are four different age groups. As we see, at least young adults and adults were slightly fascinated by the system, whereas older people were much more cautious. And from the open comments, we can determine that many people find this whole concept interesting, but the technology used in our machine was not optimal. Especially the need to wear these glasses provided a challenge. Several people were a little bit shy to use them. And the observations confirm these results. Typical players were young adult males. And really, several players were a little reluctant to wear these glasses. It seems that even though they have used stereoscopic glasses before, for example, in the movies, they have been a sort of private experience inside a theater or in your own home, but wearing these somewhat funny-looking glasses in public, where not everyone is using them, seemed to be a little embarrassing to some, actually a lot of people. There were also occasions where some people started playing without glasses at all. And there was also a minor height issue. Shorter people had difficulties to see this effect clearly, even though we had tried to place the monitor to an optimal angle. It seems that the optimal viewing zone was not exactly where it was supposed to be, according to the monitor specifications. About the conclusions, really a great deal of people find this whole concept attractive and amusing, but the technology used here was not optimal. We believe that the ultimate system would probably use some autostereoscopic solution. And also the games should be designed from the beginning to utilize the full power of this chosen technology. Our findings can be summarized into sort of guidelines for stereoscopic slot machine design. First of all, timing is critical. As we know, stereoscopic 3D market is still evolving. And as discussed, there are many players who do not like to wear glasses. We believe that autostereoscopic techniques will be in key role in future slot machines. And one should also make sure that this stereoscopic display is capable to withstand all these special requirements. And mechanical modifications should be kept minimum. They are typically quite expensive and time-consuming. It would be a good idea if the system was user-configurable. For example, if the players could adjust the position or angle or height of the monitor, or the stereoscopic strength. Common sense should be used with the effects, not overuse them, and extra care with these out-of-screen effects. And perhaps the most important thing is to fulfill user expectations. It seems that people generally have quite high expectations about the word stereoscopic 3D. This means that they are eager to try different things, but they are also easily disappointed. It is the content that matters, and people also expect frequent updates to this content. And converting old existing games is probably not the best case for optimal experience. They should be created to utilize this technology perfectly. And actually, this final slide just about ends my presentation. Thank you.
Okay, any questions? Andrew.
Just wondering if you've brought any 3D examples of the games that you've developed with you.
Sorry, I didn't.
Even just still images, I guess.
Yeah. You mean what?
Even just still images in 3D that we could see how.
Still images. Well, I think I may have some in this.
Yeah, be interesting to see.
Yeah. But probably they won't be shown nicely in there because they are raw interlaced.
Yeah, we don't have time either.
Any other questions? All right, I have a question. Given your kind of overview of the difficulties, do you think that 3D gaming is quite distant in the future for success?
You mean 3D slot machine gaming?
Yes.
Well, it's probably not as a mainstream for several years because, for example, these autostereoscopic systems that probably are the ones that the players will accept, they are rather expensive.
Which meets their expectations as well.
Yeah. It will take time.
Yes. Okay. All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So there will be...